next on The Wonder Years.
Are you going to the dance on Friday?
This is gonna be great. The babes, the music. So who are you going with?
Who is she, Kevin?
Marsha Brady. No, Nancy Sinatra.
Susan Fisher?
Susan Fisher.
You're going with Susan Fisher?
Kevin?
You dog.
I think she'll say yes.
I thought you were gonna ask me something.
Do not try this at home.
Yeah, right.
And the thing is, after all these years, I still look back with wonder.
Hey there, Wonderlings. I'm Angela Bowen, the host of Looking Back on My Wonder Years, a Wonder Years podcast. And today we are doing another flashback edition of The Wonder Years. We're going back to Season 3, episode 11, in fact, entitled Don't You Know Anything About Women? This episode aired on January 16th, 1990. But before I get into this episode, I'd just like to let the listeners know, any new listeners and regular listeners, that if you want to connect with the podcast, you can do so by going to the Facebook, the Wonder Years podcast page, Looking Back at My Wonder Years, a Wonder Years podcast, and Instagram at LBOM Wonder Years podcast. You can even send me an email. I would love to hear from you. You can do that at LBOM Wonder Years podcast at gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please go to iTunes and rate and review Looking Back on My Wonder Years, a Wonder Years podcast. Guys, I would greatly appreciate it. I want to hear your thoughts. All right, so let's get into a little bit of this episode here. Kevin wants to ask Susan Fisher to the next school dance, but he can't find the courage. Wanting to help him out, his lab partner Linda offers to go with him, quote-unquote, as friends. This episode was written by Jeffrey D. Brown, writers Neil Marlins and Carol Black, the creators, and written by Tammy Ader, A-D-E-R. This episode has a 9.0 out of 10 based on 219 ratings. Oh, they're user reviews? Wow, interesting. Alright, we got some connections. Gone with the Wind, the narrator, adult Kevin, mentions Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara. The Brady Bunch, Paul mentions Marsha Brady. Here's some goofs for the episode. When playing the game of life, Kevin's car stops at the Get Married space. He gets a wife, but doesn't collect presents or spin again before he announces that it's Paul's turn. Well, it's a TV show, and they were probably pressed for time for him to complete his turn. Kevin enters, the first one was errors made by characters. This is continuity. Kevin enters in the lunch hall and looks at Susan Fisher. In the meantime, his shoulders with his recognizable dark green shirt appear behind Susan in the nearest table. In the next sequence, Kevin is still on foot at the entrance. Another continuity. Linda says, maybe next time. Kevin says, sure, and pushes his lab goggles up onto his forehead. When the view cuts to a tight shot of Kevin looking over at Susan, his goggles are back over his eyes. Susan and her lab partner take off their goggles, and Kevin's goggles revert to his forehead. Songs for this episode. Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher. Performed by Jackie Wilson. Crimson and Clover. Performed by Tommy James and the Shondells. Unchained Melody. Performed by the Righteous Brothers. Now, I've heard all of these songs. Alright, so I got the DVD booklet here for the episode Don't You Know Anything About Women? Synopsis. A school dance has Kevin hoping to ask his crush, Susan Fisher, but he ends up going as friends with his lab partner, Linda. That's pretty much the same as IMDb. Featured songs, Crimson and Clover and Unchained Melody. There's a quote here. In the game of life, there are few certainties. In fact, most things are left to chance. There's someone for everyone, we're told. But the search for that one person to ride through life beside you is serious business, especially when you're 13. And it's a matter of trial, error, and pure dumb luck. And that was a quote for the opening episode, so let's jump right in. Alright, so we open up the episode on the board game Life. We open up on the little spinny thing. And we see Carla. Gosh, it's been so long since we... And you know, it's like they just dropped her character without an explanation. It's like, the boys are moving on. They're going to be going to high school. So we're dropping some characters. They're not really needed anymore. But it would have been nice to at least know how, you know, whether they just drifted apart or she moved away or something. Because she'd been there since season 2, so, and even though this is just season 3, but anyway. Alright, I'm going to play this clip of the kids all playing the game of life.
In the game of life, there are a few certainties.
Car accident, pay $5,000 if not insured. Cough it up, Carla.
Your turn, Kev.
In fact, most things are left to chance.
Get married. Give me a pink one.
Who is she, Kevin?
Marcia Brady. No, Nancy Sinatra.
There's someone for everyone, we're told. But the search for that one person to ride through life beside you is serious business. Especially when you're 13.
Paul,
it's your turn. It's a matter of trial, error, and pure dumb luck.
So it's just Paul, Kevin, and Carla playing the game of life, and they're having a fun time. Paul kind of teases Carla like, oh, you got a car accident here. You got to cough up some money since you don't have insurance. So, and then it's Kevin's turn. He gets a wife, and then I guess he's supposed to spin again, but he doesn't. And, Carla was kind of asking, both of them were asking, like, oh, who's, what's your wife's name? And, of course, Paul's got to throw out the obvious, oh, Marcia Brady. No, Nancy Sinatra, because it was, you know, 1969, so, or 1970. This is season 3, so would it still be 1969 or would it be 1970 by then? I don't know. All right, now we move to Mr. Cantwell's class, Mr. Chemman, Mr. Chemlab. So, not only does he teach history, he also teaches chemistry, too. So, I never had a chemistry class in junior high. I definitely didn't even have one in high school, either. We never worked with chemicals. Kevin's kind of drooling over Susan Fisher. This is his crush of the week, since he's not with Winnie. So, he's always got to be, you know, fawning over some other girl. And this girl, Susan Fisher, the actress, I don't know if this is her real voice, like whether she's putting on an accent, because she's got a deep southern drawl that you can hear. And I'll play it a little later in a clip, but wow. I'm kind of curious. I want to look up this actress, see what else she's done. So the actress's name is Kelly Packard. Is it, or Packard? I think it's Packard. Okay, let's see what she's done here. The Wonder Years. Okay, so she was just in one episode of that. She was in two episodes of Blossom as two different people. She was in an episode of Step by Step. She was in three different episodes of Boy Meets World as two different characters. And I wonder if she had a southern accent in those. Oh, okay, she was a regular on California Dreams. She played Tiffany Smith. USI High, that was a TV show? That sounds weird. What is this about? Six friends, four Americans, a Brit, and a German are enrolled in at the American Academy of Paris boarding school, Paris, France. I don't know any of those people. Sounds like a show that didn't last very long. But it lasted, okay. Oh, wow, she had 50 episodes as a bunch of different people on Baywatch. April Giminsky, Beth Campfield, Joni, girl in group strolling the beach, and girl. But she must have been a regular as April Giminsky because she was in Baywatch White Thunder at Glacier Bay. That must have been a TV movie. That's pretty much it. She's got two upcoming projects, The Break-In and The B-Team. You know, I'm going to play this clip. As she's reading from the book, Kevin is kind of spouting off her features, what he likes about her.
Chemistry, nothing like it.
Proceed with your experiments. Remember, observation is the key.
There was lots to be learned by observing Susan Fisher.
Miss Fisher, will you please read from your laboratory manual?
The following experiment is one involving sodium and chloride, the basic components of salt.
Susan spanned the entire periodic table of elements. She was gorgeous, exotic, and thanks to Donald Wallach, totally unavailable. Still, there was something about the way that woman said
sodium chloride precipitate
that set my blood boiling.
Hey, pay attention or you'll get burned.
Linda Sloan, on the other hand, was my, well, lab partner.
I was paying attention.
Sure you were.
She was smart, funny, and comfortable.
Mix your precipitates and stand back.
Think we're ready for this?
So basically, Kevin says how Susan Fisher is exotic and beautiful, and this. So he's mainly attracted to her physically, and of course, he's driven wild by that southern accent of hers. Me, if I weren't married, I'd definitely say that. The British or English accents are very, very attractive sounding. Very, very. And apparently Susan Fisher's got a boyfriend named Donald, who we see kind of come up into the scene here alongside of her. So while he's drooling over Susan Fisher, his lab partner Linda kind of has a little glass beaker thing of some type of liquid that she puts under Kevin's nose, which kind of gets him to react like, what? Hey, what? And she's like, you need to pay attention or you're gonna get burned. And Kevin's like, oh, I was paying attention. And she's like, yeah, sure you were. So Linda Sloan is Kevin's lab partner. You know, he says, you know, she's funny, but mainly she's comfortable, meaning he does not find her attractive. She's a buddy. She dresses kind of semi-tomboyish and semi-like a girl, I guess. But mainly it's like she's comfortable. She's not the girl that he would want to go out with. He'd hang out with her, maybe play board games with her and everything, but he probably wouldn't take her out on a date. They maybe, you know, as friends go to pizza or something like that, go for pizza, but now he has no romantic interests. Kevin can be himself, they joke, they tease each other, that kind of thing. And this girl here, you may know her if you watched Fox's Parker Lewis Can't Lose. Now, as I've said before, I didn't get cable till I was 14. I watched a lot of Fox, so a lot of canceled shows. I also watched a lot of TGIF, but I did watch Parker Lewis Can't Lose. That's a show that they should put on DVD or Hulu or Netflix, because I would watch that in a heartbeat. Now, those are the three defining attributes that he gives to Linda in his mind. Smart, funny, comfortable. Because that's what everyone wants to be to the guy that they probably like. Comfortable. No. Oh, if only Linda could hear the thoughts that Kevin is thinking about her. As he says, Linda was really, really a great guy. Well, no girl wants to be thought of like that to a guy at all. So Kevin looks over at Susan and Donald, and they pour into their beaker with their ingredients, and of course, it started to overflow. So I'm guessing that must have happened, because they're both laughing about it. And when Linda put hers in, it didn't bubble to the surface at all. It just kind of fizzled and then simmered out. So now we get to the hallway here. As Kevin and Paul are walking down the hallway, Paul's saying, Kevin, don't ever get involved with girls because it's just one headache after another. And Kevin's just like, oh, yeah, problems with Carla. And Paul's like, oh, she wants me to take her miniature golfing. It's like, so what? Then do it. So I'm going to play this clip. Paul, come on now. Just sometimes you gotta do what the girl wants once in a while.
With one small footnote.
Never get involved, Kevin.
What's the matter? Are Carla problems?
She wants me to take her miniature golf.
So?
So I just took her miniature golfing. The woman is killing me. I mean, she has me on a leash.
You had to take Paul's belly aching with a grain of salt. The guy was really happy only when he was henpecked.
Women.
Well, Paul, you're so miserable. Why don't you just break up with her?
I should. You know, I really should. But then who am I going to take to the dance Friday night? I mean, I can't go alone. Nobody goes alone.
Well, almost nobody.
So who are you going with?
Oh, I'm not sure yet.
Oh, I get it. Still planning your move, huh? Checking out the field?
Yeah, kinda.
Actually, I've resigned myself to spending the evening watching Craig Hobson drop dead flies in the punch bowl.
I know. Why do you ask her?
Susan Fisher? Are you nuts?
Why not? She's available.
Paul, she happens to be joined at the hip to Donald Wallach.
And you gotta put yourself in the loop. Donald and Susan broke up. Carla heard it from Melissa Bemmel yesterday at lunch. Go ahead, ask her.
No, I couldn't.
Come on. Take a chance. You only live once.
It was powerful logic. Assuming, of course, that Paul, Carla, and Melissa Bemmel were right.
Okay, so I see why Paul is irritated with having to take Carla miniature golfing, because they already did that. Carla, come on, you gotta go bowling, go ice skating, go roller skating. There are a bazillion different things you could be doing. Like, no one's gonna want to go and do the same exact thing they just did recently. You have to have variety. So Kevin's all like, well, if it's that bad with her, because Paul's like, she has me on a leash. Kevin's like, well, then break up with her. If it's that bad, end it. And Paul's even considering, like, I really should. It's like, but then he's like, well, who am I going to take to the dance then? Well, sucks to be you, Paul. If you're really unhappy. But he's just griping. I don't think he's really that unhappy with her. But then again, I don't know if we see her after season 3. We might. So, Paul suggests, you know, asking Susan Fisher, because he's like, well, you can't go to the dance alone. Who are you going to go with? And Kevin's like, I haven't decided yet. So, that's when Paul suggests, hey, how about her? And Kevin's like, Susan Fisher? She's joined at the hip with Donald. And Paul's like, God, you are so out of the loop right now. I heard from this girl, or from Carla, who heard from this girl, that they broke up. So, basically, now's your chance. Make a move, or someone's going to snap that girl up in a heartbeat. So now we move to the lunchroom. So, Kevin figured the only way to really find out if you'll go to the dance with them is to just flat out ask her, and he's heading towards her table. You think he's actually going to sit down next to her, but no. He sits at the table behind her next to this one girl. I don't think we know that girl's name. I don't think we'll ever learn it. Oh, that girl just gets up and grabs her orange and just walks away. Did she think Kevin was going to pick on her or something? So, Kevin's just going to eavesdrop, kind of get a little bit of the lowdown from Susan's mouth. Like, okay, what's going on with her and Donald? Are they officially over? We don't know.
Donald, they stuck up sometimes. I told him so, too.
Good. Rumor confirmed. Now all I had to do was get her to notice old unstuck-up Kevin Arnold.
Well, I gotta get going now. See y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Or I could just lie here until school was over and ask the janitor to let me out.
Nice move overall, but your back was slightly arched on the dismount. I'll give it a 9.
The chair broke, okay?
They'll do that on you. I don't think she saw you anyway.
Who?
Susan Fisher.
What makes you think I care if Susan Fisher saw me?
Oh, I don't know. Wild guess? Boy, when it comes to women, you don't know anything, do you?
What do you mean by that?
I mean your technique is a little off. But don't worry, it's correctable. You just need a little advice.
Me? Are you kidding? Why would I need advice?
Sorry, you're right. What was I thinking of? See ya, Mr. Smooth.
How do you like that? Advice? What a joke.
So, Kevin is leaning back in his chair. Like, guy, could you be any more obvious? And he's overhearing Susan say how Donald is so stuck up. And I told him so. I'm like, bitch, you think you're not stuck up? Because you kind of sound like you are. Anyway, of course, she gets up and leaves. Kevin leans back too far in his chair. Boom. Falls on the ground. Surprised he didn't crack his head open. That's why they tell you don't lean back in chairs. You will hurt yourself. I'm sure there's got to be, I bet any, there's chairs designed out there now that prevent you from doing that. There's got to be. So, of course, what does everyone do when Kevin falls? They laugh. They clap. They cheer. Like, oh, you fell. Not like, oh my gosh, are you okay? He's probably got a concussion. Anyway, Linda comes over, and let me tell you, Linda is just very, very nice. I didn't notice it before when they were standing at that lab table in chem class, but she's got this really nice purple and white cream sweater on, and she's got, like, lavender-colored pants and a lavender-colored bow in her hair, so she coordinates. But notice how Susan also has a lilac-colored sweater with a white-colored shirt, dress shirt underneath, and a lavender-colored skirt. They're both wearing the same color. The only thing that sets them apart is that Susan's a blonde and Linda is a brunette. So, Linda's just looking at Kevin like, dude, what happened here? That's real smooth. He's like, I'd give it a 9. He's like, well, the chair broke. It's like, yeah, of course it did. And Linda, of course, is obvious to what Kevin's thinking, you know, about Susan and everything. Like, don't worry, I don't think she saw you. Well, that's because she left before he fell. Linda can read Kevin like an open book. And it's like, yeah, when it comes to Susan Fisher, Kevin, you are pretty damn predictable. And Linda lets Kevin know, so you don't know anything about women. Here, let me give you some pointers. And Kevin's all like, why would you think I need pointers? And Linda's like, whatever, guy. Yes, Kevin, we've seen your long trail of girly mishaps. Lisa Berlini, ring any bells? Becky Slater, there's another one. His in and out issues with Winnie before they got together? Yeah. Your track record pretty much speaks for itself, Kev. So now we move back to chem class, and Donald is ripping off strips of paper, writing notes on it to give to Susan. And she, of course, is ignoring him. She has nothing to say to him. Kevin, why would you want to be that rebound guy that's in between a girl that just broke up with her boyfriend and the odds of her maybe getting back together with him? Unless he's comfortable being the in-between guy or the rebound guy. So Kevin swallows his pride and asks Linda, like, okay, how do I get her to go in the dance with me? What's your advice?
So what's your advice? You want to ask Susan Fisher to dance, don't you? Well, come on, I won't kid her. We didn't know these things. You want to ask Susan, but you don't know what to say. Well, and you're afraid you're going to make a fool of yourself, correct? Kinda.
This girl was reading my mind like a phone book.
So how should I do it? Let's see. How about something like, hi, Susan. I was wondering if you'd like to go to the dance with me. Really? Works for me. Just be casual. Don't look anxious or nervous. Be yourself. I think she'll say yes. It depends on whether or not she wants to go to the dance with you. No, I'm serious. Well, why not? You're a cute guy. But don't let it go to your head. Look, there's only one way to find out. Just march right up and ask her.
Sounded simple enough.
So Linda is practically reading Kevin's mind. Basically, you want to ask Susan Fisher to the dance, but you don't know how to do it. And you're worried that you're going to look like an idiot. Like, you're going to come off sounding, you know, weird or goofy, or just, you're going to make a total fool of yourself. So Kevin's all like, well, what should I say to her? And basically, Linda's like, keep it simple, keep it direct. Hi, Susan, would you like to go to the dance with me? Simple, easy, nothing to it. So he's like, do you really think that would work? And she's like, well, it works for me. I mean, just be casual and don't be anxious or nervous. It'll be just fine. So Kevin's all like, do you think that'll work? You think she'll say yes? And Linda, of course, is like, well, I don't know. I mean, it depends. If she wants to go to the dance with you, she'll say yes. If not, she'll give you a fast no. So, you know, it's interesting to see this from a boy's point of view, seeing that Kevin's nervous about asking a girl to the dance, as, you know, some girls are nervous when they have to ask a boy to the dance. So it's interesting to see that coin being flipped on the other side. So now we're in the hallway. Kevin's peering around the corner. He sees Susan at her locker. Then Paul comes up behind him. He's still kind of like, Carla's irritated with me because I forgot her 3-month anniversary and she expected roses and she knows I'm allergic to flowers. And he's like, I really should just cut her loose, be like you, Kevin. You don't have any girl ordering you around telling you what to do. I should just remain a bachelor. So that's basically all Paul is really here for in this episode, just to complain about Carla. As Kevin's like, well, yeah, Paul, I can't talk right now. And as he goes to Susan on the steps, he's like mentally trying to get her to say his name. She's like, Kevin? And he's already asked her, like, hey, you want to go to the dance with me? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Donald pops out, grabs her arm and says, Susan, we've got to talk. And he pulls her down the stairs and yanks her over to the Bay of Lockers. And she's like, I was trying to talk to Kevin. Like, yeah, cut that boy loose. The fact that he's grabbing your arm and dragging you to speak with you, yeah, that's possessive. I don't care if they're 13 and in junior high. And Susan just allows herself to be pulled along by Donald? Oh my goodness. So now Kevin's going to play the blame game and lay the blame on Linda. Like, hey, it was your idea to have me ask her out. It's like, buddy, no. That was your cause. She gave you an idea. You went and used it. Don't lay the blame on her. You want to blame someone? Blame Donald. She could have said yes to you. But Donald had to come in and ruin it. So I guess it's just easier to blame the messenger or blame the person giving you advice just because the advice didn't work for you. So I'm going to play this clip of Kevin talking to Susan.
Just march right up and ask her.
as soon as I had the nerve.
Carla's mad at me.
Again?
I forgot her 3-month anniversary. She was expecting roses.
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul, but
she knows I'm allergic to flowers. I'm telling you, I'm seriously thinking about becoming a bachelor again. I mean, look at you. No woman controls your life.
Paul, I'll talk to you later, okay?
What if the day comes when I don't feel like playing miniature golf?
I'll see you later.
I couldn't worry about Paul. Right now, I had a rendezvous with fate.
Susan. Hi. Hi.
Kevin. Kevin!
Kevin. Whew. How are you? Fine, thank you. How are you?
All right, now Devastator with your wit.
So, could we leave Campbell today? He's quite the character. Yeah.
Good, good. Now, Linda said just be myself, so a little hesitation for just the right effect and...
So, I was wondering if you wanted to cope with...
Susan, we have to talk.
Donald, I wasn't talking to Kevin.
Unbelievable. I'd blown a golden opportunity, and whose fault was it?
Mine? But you shouldn't have asked her in the first place.
Seems to me you didn't ask her out at all. Seems to me you chickened out.
I didn't chicken out. Just that I think she's back together with Donald, that's all.
Oh.
Look, it's no big deal anyway. I'm just not going to the dance.
Oh. Hey. Want to hear a stupid idea?
What?
Now forget it. It's really stupid.
Come on, what?
Well, I was just thinking. Since you're not going to the dance, and I'm not going to the dance, why don't we go together?
Together?
Yeah. As friends.
As friends.
Why not? It might be fun.
She did have a point. Another Friday night sharing the couch with Wayne and Dolores wasn't exactly enticing.
Well, why not?
Great.
Sure, why shouldn't two friends go to a dance together? And to think I'd almost humiliated myself by asking...
Kevin! Where did you run off to?
I thought you were gonna ask me something.
I was?
Something about science class? Oh, that, just...
Okay now, keep calm. Say something brilliant.
What's your time of vivarium?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure I don't know.
Oh, then I'll just look it up.
Are you going to the dance on Friday?
Yeah. I mean, I think so.
I hope so.
Huh?
Maybe you'll save me a dance then. Okay?
Was she joking? Save her a dance? I'd save every tango, every twist, every polka, every frug in the book. And suddenly my life was complete. This was bliss. No, more than bliss. This was Susan Fisher and me. And, of course, Linda.
So, Kevin pretty much tells Linda that... Because she's like, oh, I bet you didn't even tell her. You chickened out. He says to Linda, well, I don't know if she's back with Donald or yet or anything. So that's why I didn't really want to say anything. And Linda, we get the idea that she does have a crush on Kevin. Which, who can blame her? Kevin's a cutie. He's got a bit of a temper, but maybe the right girl can kind of meld that over. And she's like, well, you know, I mean, if... you're not going to the dance, and I'm not going to the dance. Maybe we could go together? I mean, that's an interesting way to put it. I like that. It was, she was a little nervous, and, you know, I mean, she likes Kevin, but she knows that he likes girls like Susan Fisher. He doesn't really see Linda as a girl. He sees her more like a buddy. You know, he even referred to her in his mind as a great guy. Yeah. So he accepts and decides to go with her. She gets on the bus. While Kevin's waiting, Susan Fisher's like, oh, Kevin, where'd you run off to? And he's like, oh, And she's like, well, you wanted to ask me something? And he's like, well, I wanted to know the... He asked her some chem questions. She's like, I'm sure I don't know. And then she basically says about... She asks him to save her a dance. Like, if you're going to the dance. And he's... Kevin cannot believe his good fortune. Like, oh my gosh, the girl I've been dreaming about for the last couple months wants to date me. Or wants to dance with me. So, good for him. Good for him. You know, she asked him, so. But then, she walks away. There's a knock on the window. Kevin turns, looks at the bus that's still sitting there idling. And it's Linda, smiling and waving. And, of course, Kevin's like, oh, shit. Well, the thing, Susan didn't agree to go to the dance with you. Basically, it's, I'll meet you there. You're probably with somebody, but save me a dance. Not, we're going to be, you know, going to the dance together. Or we'll show up separately and hang out the whole night. It's just, save a dance. So we see the boys in PE, and they're doing the, I believe they're chin-ups or pull-ups. I'm not sure which is which. It might be pull-ups, it might be chin-ups. I hated that in phys ed. I could never, I had zero arm strength to pull myself up. I couldn't even do one. Or maybe I did like half of one. Oh, and I didn't like that burning feeling of the metal in my hand. You know how like also like when you get a rug burn? Yeah, kind of feels like that. The sting of the metal in your hand. So, Kevin is kind of coaching Paul. He's like, "Don't, oh, Paul, come on. It was just one. You can do another." And Paul is talking about Carla again. So, I'm going to play this clip.
I tell you, the strain is killing me.
Don't give up now. It's only two.
No, I mean this whole thing with Carla.
Well, did you get her the roses?
It cost me $8.67.
Not to mention this rash in my arm.
Lucky thing she didn't ask for carnations. Carnations give me shingles.
It's getting too complicated, Kev. Maybe I should break up with her.
Paul.
Maybe I'll go to the dance with you.
I can't.
You're going with Susan Fisher?
Not exactly. But she did ask me to save her a dance.
All right.
Except I'm... My date is Linda Sloan.
You dog.
Huh?
Babe's crawling all over you. What a life.
Paul, it's not that great, okay?
Yeah, right.
Paul, really? What am I gonna do? I can't be with two girls at one dance.
I see what you mean. In that case, there's only one solution. You gotta ditch one of them. Hey, it's the only honorable thing to do.
So, this is basically Paul's thing. Will he, won't he break up with Carla? He did get her roses. They cost like $8 and some cents. And they made him break out in hives. As you see, his arms are covered in little red welts up and down his arms. And he's like, luckily she didn't ask for carnations because those make me break out in shingles. I thought shingles was like an adult version of chicken pox. How could a 13-year-old boy break out in shingles, but who knows? So, Paul's like, maybe I should just cut Carla loose. I'll go to the dance with you, Kev. And Kevin's like, well, I can't. Susan Fisher said she saved me a dance. And I'm also taking Linda Sloan to the dance as well. And Paul is like, oh my gosh, you have girls crawling all over you. Ugh, Kev. You are such a ladies' man. So, Paul's advice to Kevin is pretty much, well, you gotta drop one of the girls, either Susan or Linda. Well, technically, really, he doesn't. Susan said, save me a dance as in one dance. Don't drop Linda for one dance with Susan Fisher. So, now we move on to back to Chem Lab, and Kevin is trying to think of an excuse to kind of get out of things with Linda. Like, not go to the dance with her. But luckily, she's really sly. She figures him out. Like, you're not trying to weasel out, are you? Because I already passed up a date for, with, Steve. And he's like, oh, Steve so-and-so asked you? She's like, yeah. Because I said, I'm going with you. It's like, yeah, don't do that to her, Kev. But, you know, he doesn't. And she's like, if you want, I'll put a sign on my shirt that says, Kevin Arnold and I are just friends. So, I'm going to play that clip. I'll be right back.
Honorable, sure. But I wasn't going to just ditch Linda. I was thinking of a more gallant plan of action. I was going to weasel my way out of this.
So what time are you picking me up tomorrow night? Linda, did we say we were definitely going together?
I thought so. Why?
Nothing. It's just, I hope you're not trying to weasel your way out of this. Because I already turned down Steve Padway.
Steve Padway asked you to the dance?
After you and I decided to go. I wasn't about to let you down. Look, if you want a worse time, it says Kevin Arnold is just my friend, okay? I'll pick you up at 7:30. Great.
So, Kevin heads up the walkway to Linda's house, and when she opens the door, she is so beautiful. I love her dress. Her hair is kind of blown out. It's not, you know, hanging in a ponytail or anything like that. And Kevin's all, like, thinking to himself before Linda opens the door, like, oh, this isn't, like, going to the dance with the girl. It's kind of like going to the dance with Paul. I mean, I don't got to get her a corsage or flowers or anything. And like I said, when she opens the door, her hair is down. It's very beautiful. She looks like she's got a little bit of lipstick and some makeup on. She's got this really nice black dress. So I'm going to play this clip when she opens the door and everything. Oh, Kevin, she's a sweetheart.
Okay, so I failed as a weasel. Linda was right. I couldn't let a friend down. Besides, it's not like I had to worry about getting flowers to match her dress. This was sort of like going to the dance with Paul.
Hi.
Only not at all.
Would you like to come in for a second?
Sure.
You sail?
Yeah, my family goes every summer. I was in a competition last year.
You never told me that.
Here, I got something for you. It was either this or one of those plastic lizards.
The amazing thing is, even with the pretty dress and all the makeup, and even though she was pinning a flower on my lapel, and even though her hair smelled like new-mown hay in a tropical garden on the first day of spring.
There.
She was still the same old Linda. My buddy. My pal.
So Linda invites Kevin in, and he's just kind of, he picks up a picture of Linda on a sailboat, and he's like, oh, you sail? And she's like, yeah, we go every summer. And he's like, well, you never told me that. And she has a little, is it a boutonniere? Is that what they call, like, the flower for the guys? Because she's like, she says, well, it's either this or a plastic lizard. I thought that was cute. So I love Kevin's description of how he says she smelled like fresh mown hay and a tropical something on the first day of spring or summer or something. He says it better than I do, but he's like, you know, this is, you know, still Linda, my friend, my buddy, and everything like that. So, all right, now we're going to the dance. So Kevin and Linda come to the dance, and they are gabbing a mile a minute. You know, they're talking about sailing, and Linda's saying how if they hadn't have done something, that they would have went over for sure. And Kevin is just, he is enamored with just the idea, because he's probably never went sailing before. The fact that here's someone who does. Well, this is kind of fun. Kevin talks to Linda about how, you know, someday I'm going to get a boat and sail around the world with my dad and everything. It's like, wow. That's cool.
The boat was going crazy. If we hadn't cut the sheet, we would have gone over for sure. It must be great out there in high seas like that. You know, someday I'm going to take a boat around the world. A sailboat?
Yeah, I think so. Just me and my dad.
Have you plotted your course yet?
Well, we haven't really talked about it a lot yet.
Actually, I had never said that out loud to anyone in my life.
I've got this really great atlas you can borrow sometime if you want.
Sure.
Okay, I admit it. I was having fun. At least more than I'd expected.
So we see Paul at the punch bowl, and Kevin's like, hey, where's Carla? And Paul's like, oh, I broke up with her. I'm a free man. It's like, Paul, what? You couldn't have waited till after the dance? He's going to be miserable. He is going to be miserable. I don't know what other girls are going to be asking Paul to dance. There's nothing wrong with Paul, but... other than Carla, what other girl has come up to Paul since season 3? None of them.
Hey guys, where have you been?
What was Carla?
History. I broke up with her. I'm a free man.
What? You guys were so good together.
Hey, it's on the fish in the sea. Boy, this is gonna be great. The bees, the music. I gotta get out there and sow my wild oats.
Wild oats? It's just an expression.
He's fooling himself. He's not gonna be happy. He'll miss her.
Linda?
Hi, Steve.
Padway, what do you want? Would you like to dance with me? Well, if you don't mind, Kevin.
Of course, I could have said no. Technically, I mean. Still.
Hey, you don't need my permission.
I'd love to, Steve.
Great.
Thanks a lot.
He's crazy about you. It's obvious.
Yeah, right. Now what am I supposed to do?
Just be yourself. Thanks for me.
So Paul's all like, yeah, I'm going to go out there and sow my wild oats, the babes, the music. Does he even really know that what the expression sow your wild oats means? It means you're going to be fucking purple left and right and spilling your seed all over the place. Even Linda's like, sow your oats? And Kevin's like, oh, it's just an expression. Like, yeah, but do you know what it means, Kevin? Yeah. So Steve comes up, says, hey, Linda. And Kevin immediately is threatened, like, hey, what do you want, so-and-so? And he's like, oh, Linda, do you want to dance? And Linda is kind of looking at Kevin for, like, permission, like, is it cool if I go? And he's like, well, you don't need my permission. And she's like, oh, great, Kevin, what do I do? And he's like, hey, just be confident, be yourself. It worked for me. It's like, he's being a buddy. She gave him advice, now he's giving her advice. So Kevin's kind of watching Linda dance with Steve, who's not even looking at her, even though he's like a head taller than her. And she's just kind of looking back at Kevin with her tongue like, whoa, like this is so gross. There's a smile. Linda's got a smile. After she rolled her eyes, nah, she's got a smile on her face. Like, okay. And up walks Susan, who wants to dance with Kevin.
Hamana.
Ready for our dance?
Was Rhett Butler ready for Scarlett O'Hara? Was Anthony ready for Cleopatra?
So Susan comes up, asks Kevin if he's ready for their dance, their one dance. And Kevin's thinking to himself, was Rhett Butler ready for Scarlett O'Hara? Was Anthony ready for Cleopatra or something like that? So he's like listing himself among all the greats. All the legendary movie famous love stories. So Kevin can't believe it. You know, here she is, Susan Fisher. He's wanted her for so long. I don't know how long actually, but finally there in his arms, his fantasy come true. The perfect woman in his eyes. Yeah, right. So they have their dance. Now they're at the punch bowl. I'm guessing they're going to find out they have next to nothing in common.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To
us. I wanted to enjoy this moment forever. Kevin Arnold with Susan Fisher. Kevin Arnold with the girl of his dreams. Kevin Arnold with absolutely nothing to talk about.
Would you hold this a minute? I'll be right back. No sweat. Where'd you disappear to?
Linda, hi. How was your dance with Steve?
It was okay. For me?
No, this is Susan's.
Maybe I didn't say that in exactly the right way.
She's gonna be right back. I mean, she's already drunk out of it, but there's more.
At that moment, I guess I felt like crawling into that punch bowl and pulling the ice cubes over my head. But I knew I couldn't.
She's not so great, you know.
So Kevin's standing there, and it doesn't take him very long to realize they have nothing in common and nothing to talk about. The only thing they have in common is they go to the same school, they have a science class or chem class together, and that's pretty much about it. Yeah. So Susan, right away, she's like, you know, you mind holding this? I gotta go somewhere else. So she leaves, and he's holding her cup, and Linda comes up, and she's like, hey, where's Susan? And Kevin's like, oh, she's went somewhere, she'll be right back. And she's like, oh, is that for me? He's like, no, this is Susan's. And Linda looks at him with such hurt in her eyes. And by then, it's like, there's nothing Kevin can say or do to take that back, the way that he reacted, like, no! This is Susan's. You can't have it. So, and then he kind of tries to make up for it by saying, well, she already drank out of it. She's going to be right back. So he's like, here, let me get you another one. And he puts at least 3 or 4 ladles into this cup. And he's talking about how he feels like shit because he really didn't mean to, you know, have that outburst at Linda because she's such a nice girl. And he's saying about how he wants to just dive into this punch bowl and, like, put the ice cubes over himself, cover himself with the ice cubes because he feels like shit. And I don't know if he even gives her the cup as Linda just looks at him like, hey, you don't mind if I dance with Steve Padway, huh? I'm going to go find him. And Kevin's like, no, that's fine. So he's like, hey, she's like, I'll see you in chem class. Yeah, he pretty much kind of fucked that friendship. We're not going to see Linda ever again. I can imagine it's going to be very tense and uncomfortable. She's probably going to want to look for another lab partner. Like, Kevin, yeah. Because she did, you know, they went to the dance together, you know, as friends, but even still, for him to react that way, it's like, shit. Like, no, this is Susan's, the girl I'd rather be here with. Like, so Linda goes off to find Steve, and Kevin's just kind of standing there, like, kicking himself in the ass. So we have the song Unchained Melody, which I love, love, love. People are probably more familiar with it from being the love theme to the movie Ghost. Susan's back with Donald because they're dancing close to each other, and Kevin's just thinking about how he kind of wants that, and then he also sees Linda with Steve. So Kevin's kind of irritated. He thinks, you know, Susan used him, toying with him, using him to get back with Donald. I don't think, I don't know how girls' minds work when they're 13. I don't know if maybe that could have been what she was doing. Paul, of course, is sitting by himself. Like, Paul, what the hell did you think? You're gonna dump your damn girlfriend and girls are just gonna line up to dance with you? It doesn't work that way. I mean, nothing against Paul, but he's not the stud of the month or anything. He's a nice dude, but... In junior high, are kids really into the nice guys or they want someone attractive on their arm? So I'm gonna play this clip.
It was the first heart I'd ever broken. And in a way, my own heart was aching a little too. It didn't seem fair. I really liked Linda. But the fact was, I just didn't feel about her the way... Susan Fisher felt about Donald Wallach. Maybe she'd just been toying with me. Or maybe she'd used me to get back with Donald. Event, it was pretty clear. Paul wasn't the only one who'd been fooling himself. All our young lives, we search for someone to love. Someone who makes us complete.
Well, Paul's in luck because Carla wants to make up as we hear over the intercom. This dance goes out to Paul from Carla. Oh, it's so sweet. And Kevin's just kind of wishing for himself, you know, to have that kind of feeling for another person. Like Susan has for Donald, or Linda has now for Steve, and even Paul and Carla as we see them dancing together. So I want to, you heard, the quote, but I'm going to read it. Also, you know, Kevin's just feeling bad, you know, about Linda. He kind of did break her heart. He kind of did. And, you know, his heart's breaking a little bit, too. Because, you know, he feels Susan did use him to get back to Donald. And maybe she did. Maybe she did. That was just a ploy. Because she's like, Donald, I'm talking to Kevin. It's like, yeah, I think she used Kevin to make Donald jealous. So here's a quote that kind of plays over the music. Let me start over. All our young lives, we search for someone to love, someone who makes us complete. We choose partners and change partners. We dance to a song of heartbreak and hope. All the while wondering if somewhere, somehow, there's someone perfect who might be searching for us. And we see... coming into the picture, Winnie! Winnie is there, and she's kind of walking around aimlessly looking for someone, and Kevin's kind of, they miss each other. They don't even see each other there, and I love how that goes with the quote. You know, she's not with Kirk McCrae anymore. That was over in season 2. This is season 3 now. She's not really attached with anyone just yet. So, this was a really good episode. I really like this. I would give it, like, a 3 out of 5, to be honest. That is my Flower Power episode rating. 3 out of 5 flower petals. Flower Power petals. The three things I liked. I liked Linda giving Kevin advice. I liked her dress. Her look was very nice. And I liked Kevin's quote at the end and then Winnie showing up. The two things I didn't care for, I didn't care for Susan Fisher. Didn't like her. Didn't like what she did with Kevin. I didn't really care for how Kevin reacted when Linda reached for that drink. Like, no, this is Susan's. Yeah, so, Wonderling words of wisdom for this episode, I'm just gonna go with your gut, follow your heart when it comes to asking somebody out for a dance. Yes, it's nerve-wracking. Yes, there's a chance they could say no to you, but I'd rather get a slow yes than a fast no. So, yeah, it's just, when you're doing it, you're putting your heart on the line. You're going to either, get your heart broke or not, I guess. I went to a couple dances in school. I never went with anybody. You know, a friend of mine, she and I would go where I would go, meet people there. But I never had a boyfriend in school, so, yeah. All right. So, let's talk about, I'll talk about tomorrow's episode. We're going to be getting into season 4. And the reason I'm doing these early in the week, even though I just did a couple, like I said, Jeremy and I are going on vacation. And I want to get 2 out a week. That way, I believe the last week in August is going to be for The Wizard. I'm going to be working on that. All right, tomorrow's episode, season 4, episode 3, entitled The Journey, which aired on October 3rd, 1990. Hearing that some 10th grade girls are having a slumber party, Kevin, Paul, and the guys travel across town in the dark of night to try and get in on the action. Okay. Let's say hey to some Wonderling listeners. We got Gorgon, India. Look, I'm sorry I mispronounced these. Columbus, New Jersey, Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, Tucson, Arizona, Abu Dhabi, United Arab, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New York, New York, Cleveland, Ohio, Bakersfield, California, Mountain View, California, Opopka, Florida, Etobicoke, Canada, Miami, Florida, Folsom, California, Sacramento, California, Durham, North Carolina, Mount Laurel, New Jersey, Pune, India, and Melbourne, Australia, Los Angeles, California, Patna, India, Graysonville, Maryland, Manitowoc, Wisconsin, South Pasadena, California, Balcombe Hills, Australia. All right. Well, enjoy this little preview of tomorrow's episode, which I will play, and have a great Monday. I got a couple days of my job to get through. Jeremy likes to brag. He's only got to work today. Like, yeah, well, I wanted to have at least one vacation day and one personal day left for the end of the year in case something comes up with my dad and I need to take time off. I don't know if I told you guys, but my dad has cancer. He's currently going through chemo, and we don't know. We're hoping this helps, but whether or not, I don't know. Guys, I'm just trying to stay positive. But, all right, enjoy this preview for The Journey. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Next on The Wonder Years.
A slumber party. And we're invited.
You're saying high school girls invited us?
We wear negligees? Do they wear anything?
It's time to separate the men from the boys. They'll need cat-like reflexes.
Look out!
Nerves of steel.
I'm scared.
The object, survival.
Everybody understand?
Sounds simple enough.
I think we're here.